Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Soucy. And Bob, day one of training camp is in the books. Such a crowd out here today. Obviously, the biggest news of the day, Rob Gronkowski, not just on the field, but actively participating in drills. He did have a sleeve or some kind of brace on his arm, but looked really, really good out there for what you can expect after coming off some surgeries and injuries.
Yeah, as big as he is and with as much padding as he had, not only the arm pad on his left arm, of course, to protect that forearm, but also the brace on his right knee, kind of looked like a transformer out there.
Right.
What was great to see, though, is how he has transformed himself, both literally and figuratively, back into the old Gronk, at least on day one, for what it's worth. Looked like he was moving well in and out of breaks, landed well on fade patterns from Tom Brady. Obviously, it's a small step forward, but nonetheless an encouraging one once again for Rob Gronkowski today.
A step I think Pats fans will take. Now let's just get to some extra points. Other things that stood out to you on the field in day one?
Well, number one, it's great to see number 75 back on the other side of the ball, moving as well as he seemed to be, and that's Vince Wilfork, of course, coming off his Achilles tear a year ago.
I'm going to go with the defense as well. Going with Jerod Mayo, what a difference it makes having him back on the field, loud, vocal, communicative. Doesn't seem like he really missed a beat. Definitely you can tell that he's eager, he's happy to be back out there, and certainly a great sign for the defense as well, especially that linebacking core. It's a little bit light.
And quickly go back to the offense too. Kenbrell Tompkins really picked up where he left off, had a couple of spectacular catches.
He did. He
really
had a pretty good
the crowd
day
on its feet.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Brandon LaFell had a couple of drops, so we'll keep our eyes on him, right, of course, as this camp progresses. That's been the one knock on him.
It's only day one, so there's plenty more to get to, and Bob and I will have you covered. But that'll do it for now, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.